Dorset Theatre Festival opens its season with the world premiere of Teresa Riebeck's Downstairs, starring brother and sister Tim Daly and Tyne Daly, who will be appearing together for the first time on stage. Downstairs runs for 16 performances beginning Thursday and running through July 8th. Tim Daly is an Emmy-nominated actor. Since 2014, he has starred in Madam Secretary with Tia Leone. He is also known for his past role as Joe Hackett on the NBC sitcom Wings. Tyne Daly is known for her roles in Cagney and Lacey and Judging Amy. Rounding out the cast is John Procaccino, who last joined Dorset Theatre Festival for their production of Out of the City. I spoke with the trio of thespians between rehearsals at the theatre and began with Tim Daly to explain how he came to appear on stage with his sister.
It actually started when I was here doing one of Teresa's great plays called The Scene that was directed by Adrian Campbell Holt. Teresa very kindly said that she was, you know, loved the production and that she really liked my work. And she said to me, as many directors have said and writers, I just love your work. What are we going to do next? Let's work together again. And I thought it was, you know, the standard line, because I've heard it a million times and it's never come true. And I said, well, listen, why don't you write a play for my sister and me? And Teresa said, do not say that unless you mean it. And I said, I mean it, thinking I would never hear from her again. And about a year later, she handed me a play and said, I wrote this play for you and Tyne. And I was like, oh my God, this is, I had no faith in you whatsoever, but here you are, you did it. And so there were some ins and outs and various things, and Tyne had seen me in The Scene, so she'd seen Adrian Campbell Holt's work in that, and in Red, so she saw her work in that also. So we had, you know, the beginnings of a cast. And it took some doing, but we finally got it together, and we got John, thank God, and now we're up here doing it.
So when it comes to your brother saying, oh, this is a project that it would be nice that we could do, then that doesn't take much convincing on your part, I assume.
No, we've both been actors for a very long time. We come from an acting family, and the opportunities have been every once in a while on television, but this was an opportunity that was, it kind of fell together very beautifully. My favorite thing in the world is working on new plays. So that's what we're doing.
What is it about that that you enjoy, especially a play like this?
Well, I don't know that there is a play like this. I like to think that they're all very different, but I the invention part, the finding out how it goes part, the part where you don't have to, you are not compared to anyone else's performance in The Three Sisters. There's something to doing the classic stuff, but there's something very exciting about doing brand new stuff. And I've had a couple of opportunities to have plays made on me, and it feels good.
And there's that exploration of finding out what this piece is, what it means, and what it means to all of you.
Yes, I mean, and there's always exploration, but this is kind of going to a new world. You know, if someone says, would you like to play Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire, you're screwed. I mean, you're just screwed because you want to do it. You know it's a great play. You know there's a lot there, and you know you can explore it a lot, but you also know that Brando did it and ruined it for everybody else because he was so brilliant in it. This is a clean slate. A new play is a stack of pages. That's all it is. It doesn't live in anyone's memory. No one's performance lives in anyone's memory. So the three of us get to invent the first version of this. Hopefully it will be the best and definitive version, but you never know. It might just be a toe in the water of something that becomes something great that somebody else does, or we don't know. So we're you know, traipsing off into the dark and hoping we can find some light and shed some light on this part of the human condition.
You play Irene. Tell us a little bit about Irene.
Irene is a woman who's kind of mild and uncertain about what's happened to her life. And her brother comes back unannounced, and she's given him some shelter in their basement. And her husband, who is a difficult man, objects to that. But I've told you, see, this is what women do. You ask them about who she is, and they tell you about their man. she's interesting to me because I think she doesn't have a lot of ability to defend herself. and she doesn't have a lot of, her skin is very thin. And what she learns in the play is how to sort of stand up.
You play Jerry, you play the difficult husband, John Procaccino. So what has that process been like for you? Tell us a little bit about Jerry.
Well, I'm personally a very difficult human being. No, I Jerry's interesting to work on because my character possesses a lot of qualities that a large segment of America possesses today. And I also possess qualities that every human being has, but you don't let them out necessarily. We all, majority of people, human beings, have that mechanism to keep a lot of our demons in check. But we all have demons to a certain degree, at a certain level. Jerry sometimes, not sometimes, he's not afraid to go where some of his demons live. And for me, that's interesting to explore because I'm basically a, you know, other than being, having made a choice of being an actor, which is kind of insane, I'm basically a sane person. But Jerry sees the world, his world, his tiny world, living with Irene in our house, as my kingdom, and I can do whatever I want there. And he's not a nice person, but as an actor, you have to find something nice to play or nice about the person you're playing. And I find things in him that, you know, are kind of understandable and reasonable. And then all of that unfolds throughout the play, and we discover whether that's reasonable or not reasonable.
So now I'll ask the very talk show-y question, which is, so for you as an actor, what is it like to be the one who isn't related to the other two?
Well, it's a blast, Matt. I mean, I took the job because I stopped working on stage for about a year because I was just tired of it. I've done a lot of plays. We've all done a lot of plays. But, you know, Ty and Tim have had these marvelous careers where they're able to work on stage and work in television and film, and they're fantastic. And the opportunity came up, and I've worked here before at Dorset. And I thought, well, who do you want me to work with? They told me, and I said, well, I'm there. I don't mean to blow smoke up anyone's fanny, but I'm not going to sit at home and I can, you know, be on stage with these two guys. I mean, and I got to tell you, you hear actors say this a lot because you try to be nice. You don't want to say mean or nasty things. It's great coming to work. I've never worked with two more generous, giving, talented, smart actors in my life. I'm going to offend some people. Others are going to say, well, what about me? Well, you're not one of them. You're a little bit down on the list. It's great. Now, they've got the bulk of the work to do, and I get to be in Dorset. Good God. But, man, going to work is such a joy because every day when you're working your scenes with Ty and with Tim, you're right in there in the thick of it, and they're with you. There's a lot of generosity, a lot of give and take. Here's the deal. When you work on plays, you know the plays, you're standing in rehearsal, you're working with people, and you know, so some of them know what they're doing, some of them don't. You go, don't move. Please don't move. Don't move. If you move, we're never going to get to where we need to be at this next moment. They know when to move. And then you move with them, and then when you get there and you explore it, you go, okay, well, maybe we should have moved earlier. But what's great is it's trust. It's trust. And God, you can't buy that. So I'm a blessed man.
Tim Dale, you play Teddy, and you come in to this couple's life and ultimately go in and move into the basement.
Yeah, Teddy's going through a rough time. He's a very intelligent man, and he's not really suited for the world. And, you know, and I think in a weird way, he's kind of brave because he tries. He's out there, right? And he's putting himself out in the world. But he has the kind of intelligence that I think really annoys people. He can be annoying. He can be sort of a pest in a weird way. And I think he's useful in the real world, but it's difficult for him to get along. Not because he's mean, not because he intends to be difficult, but because he sees things in a literal way sometimes, And he demands things of people that go beyond what might be considered traditional discourse. In other words, he can drive people absolutely crazy. And because of that, I think he winds up in a place where he needs to come to this basement, to his sister, who's really his place of solace, to find some love. And I'm not sure how many times the word love is even said in this play, if at all, but certainly Teddy and Irene have a kind of love and a kind of bond that I think maybe only siblings can have, because they share a history and they share some pain and some traits. Anyway, he's an interesting guy, and he needs to be with his sister so that he can make another run at trying to have his life be in order.
I think at this point we should say it's a comedy.
Yes.
It's funny in the sense that although there's sibling bonding, there's also nobody remembers this, has the same, their memories don't match. They haven't seen each other in a long time, and their memories really mostly don't match up. And certainly their perception of the present situation doesn't match up, which hopefully is where the funny comes in.
Given what Tim said about the relationship of him needing a sister and that bond between the two, given that you are siblings, so is there a baseline that you come in where much of that is understood?
Sure, because we have two other siblings, our older sisters, my older sister, me, then younger sister, and then Tim. But Timmy and I are the ones who are in the same profession. So extra to our love for each other as brother and sister has been our understanding of what we do and what's fun about it and what's insane making about it. So I think it's really fun to have, you know, I'm very grateful that the play was a brother-sister play. The last time I remember being asked to play with Tim, I was asked to play his mother, and I was truly pissed off.
Who had that idea?
It's a long, long time ago.
You know, it's funny. I mean, the other thing about it is that we do have 10 years between us, so we have the same parents and the same sisters, and we remember them differently. We have a different experience of every person in our family, and some of the things that are funny in this play and in our real life are the way that we remember things or misremember, or what was the, or unremember.
We've been talking about unremembering, which is kind of purposeful.
Yeah, it's a new word we've coined.
It
is now. Yeah, that's when you purposely forget. maybe it's a survival thing. There's just a lot of stuff there, and we even talked about how I've heard so many stories from my elder sisters that I tend to insert myself into memories of things I did with them, and I wasn't born. But I think there's actually a name for it, and it's not insanity. It's something else. But I remember stuff I did with them, and I didn't exist yet. So it's a funny thing, and you know, I don't know what it is about people who share DNA or grew up together. It's there's something.
Personally, I don't think anybody has the same parents, ever. You know, you're born to your parents and they're in a different part of their marriage, or the world is different, or you live in a different place. Everybody experiences their parental relationship differently, even though they're siblings.
I don't know the two of you well at all, but not only do I love watching you both on stage, but the interaction between the two of you off stage, the gentleness, the kindness, the caring that you feel for each other is really kind of moving to me. It's very special.
Well, this is a survival technique, sort of. I don't know. I think we're gentle with each other, but this is also a professional situation. I have relied on the love of my siblings a lot because it's been an actor's life. There's a lot of moving around. I have kids and I have a husband, or had a husband, but the pressures of this work and the scattering of the American family in general, you know, we cling to each other, the Daily Kids.
You know, I was thinking about what you just said about we all have different parents. I'm I'm the youngest of five, and there's 20 years between my brother and my oldest brother and myself. And it isn't until we're together that I realize the similarities that we have, you know, that we take the same pauses, you take the same breaths, you say things the same way. And that's when you realize the commonalities and also, yes, the differences.
I think there's a shorthand that's developed in families. And sometimes I've noticed, you know, I remember when I had kids, and the first time I said something to my, you know, 6-year-old son who was being a little brat, like, you know, "I've had just about enough out of you, Buster." And I was like, "What? Where did that come? Who said, like, what part of my brain was that sentence planted in?" Because I never would have chosen it had I thought about it. Anyway, those things come out. The thing that happened with us also that I think is kind of pertinent to this play, you know, we had actor parents and they had all kinds of their own difficulties. And for the four of us, even though there's, 13 years between me and my eldest sister, it was sort of like we bonded together because we had a common enemy. Our parents. So we had to defend each other against those crazy people who were in charge, in quotation marks, of us.
Were the two of you ever actively on television, either against each other at the same time or in any sort of competitive sense?
You mean the shows?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we've been in direct competition in terms of being on the same
time
and all that stuff. Yeah, no. It's been sort of, I went to play on Wings. Which was fun, but I didn't have the bulk of my work with Tim. Timmy came to work on Judging Amy, but we didn't even have a scene together, I don't think, in that.
Yes,
or
we
maybe
did.
It was a. What did we?
Yes,
scene
I made
came
them.
What?
Oh, I made the, I made. The, I said, yeah, this is very nice, but I'm not coming unless you ask me to do a scene with my sister. Yeah, maybe they cut it out, but we did do a scene together.
Yeah.
We were sitting at a table, as I recall. I don't know what it was about.
I can't remember. It's long. But, you know, it's sort of glancing experiences. But I think we both admire each other's work, and we've kept up with each other, you know, to see how they progress, how it's coming along. And you know, the Jamaicans say, don't go degrading a family. So that's another little warning, you know. It's like, as long as you're holding up the side, then you don't get stricken out.
So as we wrap up, and I'm going to stay on your word progression for a moment, where would you like to see this play go further than here in Dorset?
I don't play that game. I don't know what this play is yet. We won't know until we take it to the people and see what their reactions are and see how much the playwright learns. That's the fun part of doing summer theater that is geared not only to doing old fun, you know, the bat and mm-hmm. the detective and all. This is the finding out part. And so I can't promise to do anything or know anything about what happens to this play until we've done it. And I'm not just trying to dance away from the question. Honest to God, I don't know what happens next.
I think there are two parts of that. One is the part that I don't want to play either, which is speculation about what it might be or where it might go. But the other part is having the happy fantasy of it being a huge success. And then, of course, if it works out and is what we hope it will be, I hope the three of us get to do it someplace else, you know, for more people, for a bigger audience. That would be great. But as Tyne says, who knows?
And at the bottom of that, I mean, the bottom line is that if whatever happens at the end of this run, you will have a play that was pretty much written for the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is also exciting. But I think I had a thought there, and it just flew out of my mind. About
Jake and Maggie Gyllenhaal are on speed dial. Someone's. That could be true, too. You never know.
Not speculating. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. We've been rehearsing for 2 weeks and a bit. I think we all know it's a really good play.
Yeah.
See, that's a deal. We already know that. So that's that foundation of trust, to use John's word, you know, we trust the play. And So how it's received and what happens to it next is going to be really fun to see, because there's no argument that Teresa and Adrian are wonderful artists, and they are also in this mix of being the team in the lab that's trying to do this alchemy and turn it into gold.
And we have a lot of adventures ahead for us, not just continuing to work on a play and rehearse, but once we get in front of an audience, I think it's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
They laughed at that? They think they're quieted there? I think that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
I have a wise friend who says you could only learn 40% in the rehearsal room, and the rest you learn when you take it out to the people, and it starts to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. It starts to be a communication. So, yeah. And they don't know what to expect either. That's the other thing. They have no preconception.
That's the other thing about a new play. No one's read it. No one's studied it in a classroom. No one's had a professor tell them what it means. It's brand new. Yeah. No one knows a thing about it except, you know.
We'll know just a little bit more than they do.
Yeah.
Downstairs runs for 16 performances between this Thursday and July 8th. DorsetTheaterFestival.org for more information. We'll return next to talk with the director and the playwright of Downstairs after this short break.